This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for listening.
I want $10 million for charity.
We've already raised a lot of money for the vets.
American Cancer Society, AIDS Research.
I have raised a tremendous amount of money for the vets, almost $6 million.
I'm giving them away. I'm giving the profits of my book, I'm giving them away to a lot of different people, including the vets.
I don't talk about it. I don't like to talk about it.
And I paid off our mortgage. Big deal, right?
It's good to do things like that for people. It's nice. It's nice. Makes you feel good.
They paid me a lot of money, and they were very generous, and all of that money goes to charity.
Well, Donald Trump has relished in press coverage of the Clinton Foundation, who gives and how it operates. Now Donald Trump's history of charitable giving is getting more attention under the guise of his Trump Foundation, created in 1987. Now, if you don't follow David Fahrenthold of The Washington Post on Twitter, you should. Fahrenthold has been spending months digging down into years of transactions and claims about Donald Trump's philanthropy, and he's been tweeting about it all the way through while researching his stories. In his latest piece, Fahrenthold finds that Donald Trump hasn't actually given any of his own money to the foundation bearing his name since 2008. Instead, the foundation uses other people's money, while he often takes personal credit for those gifts. And in other cases, direct evidence that Donald Trump uses charitable money for illegal campaign contributions or personal purchases. David Fahrenthold joins me now from Washington, D.C. Hi, David.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's great to have you here. Now, you've been following Donald Trump's charitable activities for months now. I described some of the top lines. What have you found out?
So there's two things to look at here. And first, we'll talk about the Donald Trump Foundation. That's the one that you can sort of track through tax filings. That's the giving that Trump has talked about a lot. That's the only part of his public – of his giving that actually I can find any evidence of in public. And that's a really interesting foundation. I talked to tax experts who say it's not like anyone they've ever seen in that it has Donald Trump's name on it. People assume that if a rich man starts a foundation, it's the money in the foundation comes from him. But as you said, he hasn't actually given any money to it since 2008. Instead, he's been giving away other people's money. He's been gathering other people's money and giving it away with his own name on the check under the impression that it's his money. So he's basically found a way to have his philanthropy for free.
And this isn't normal. As you say, charitable foundations, usually the implication, the strong implication is the rich person is giving their own money. So when he has used this foundation for this purpose, there are other cases that suggest that he's even made money on some of his appearance of charity.
That's right. Trump, one of his big businesses is renting out the Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach that he owns for charitable events. That's a lot of what people do in Palm Beach, and it costs a lot of money to rent out Mar-a-Lago. We wrote about one group in our story on Sunday. Just one night, renting out the Mar-a-Lago for one night cost them $267,000. So Trump makes a lot of money off these charities, and often the donations that he gives to them with other people's money from his Trump Foundation, it helps him stay in the good graces of those charities. It helps him appear generous if he goes to those charities' events and says, oh, I'll give $100,000, and it doesn't actually cost him anything. So he keeps that relationship with the charity, and then he gets all the money they give him.
When they participate in his business, which is renting out his resort rooms.
That's right. I mean, Palm Beach, I've learned a lot about Palm Beach in the reporting of this story. That's the sort of social life down there, is they have big charity balls for various causes, and Mar-a-Lago is one of the big places it has them. So, you know, that's a lot of money Trump makes off these charities, and the money he makes off them in one night is often much less than he's given to them, even with other people's money, over a period of years.
So what about all of the charities that Donald Trump has said or bragged or boasted that he's given to, saying he sent money to various vets organizations? What have you found out there?
Well, look back at going back to January. January, Trump had this big fundraiser in Iowa where he talked about, you know, he skipped the Fox News debate. He held this big fundraiser and he said he raised $6 million for the veterans. That's sort of when I started digging into this. And that turned out to be mostly other people's money that came into the Trump Foundation and then was given out. Often the charities would get a letter from the Donald J. Trump Foundation signed by Donald J. Trump and then a check with somebody else's name on it, or a check from the Trump Foundation, which was originally somebody else's money. The part of that giving that Trump said would actually come out of his own pocket to the veterans was $1 million. He said on stage, and I gave $1 million, past tense, in January. It turned out, months later, we were trying to figure out, did Trump really give that money? His campaign actually told us, yes, he's given the money secretly. We don't want to tell anybody where it went. It was secret. Well, I went looking for it, trying to find the veterans groups that had gotten $1 million. And it turned out that was a lie. Donald Trump hadn't actually given the money out. And it was only after we sort of exposed that, that he really did give the money out sort of in the middle of the night in one fell swoop to a group that he already knew and had given him an award. So that sort of was the genesis of all my looking at Trump's charity, was this thing that he did in Iowa, drew so much attention to himself by raising money for the veterans, then he failed to follow through until he was put under some pretty extreme pressure.
So Donald Trump's campaign spokesman Hope Hicks has responded saying your story is inaccurate. Has she given any evidence as to why it's inaccurate or taken issue with any of the specifics in anything that you've written?
Not at all. In fact, we asked them for comment for that story, and they did not comment at all. And then after the fact said it was inaccurate, but did not point out any inaccuracies.
You can read David Fahrenthold's reporting throughout The Washington Post as he continues to dig into the charitable giving or lack thereof of Donald Trump and his foundation. And I want to reiterate, if you're not following him on Twitter, you're missing something, because this has been an ongoing sort of anthology of facts gained and facts missed as David Fahrenthold continues to dig into the complex and sometimes murky world of charitable giving by Donald Trump. David Fahrenthold, thank you so much.
Thank you.